You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 960. Today's devotional is called Blessings on Blessings.
Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Stephanie, and I am so happy to be here this morning with you sharing this devotional. I'm here with my sister, Gabby.
Hello, everybody.
And she will be speaking on blessings. So, Gabby, take it away.
Yes, we're going to be reading from Psalm 34. So we actually have already read from Psalm 34 this week, but this is another verse that I really love, and it's Psalm 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now, there's two things that I think should be addressed or talked about in this verse. Number one, it starts with, I will bless the Lord at all times. And I don't know about you, Steph, but like this verse kind of challenges me because I question myself of, when was the last time I blessed God? When was the last time that I sat down and I blessed him? When was the last time that I did things? Not just said things, right? And talked about how good he is. But when was the last time that I did something to bless him? So when was the last time I gave him an offering? When was the last time that I gave him a gift or what I did, my actions were to glorify him? And so I think this verse kind of stirs up different ways that I can bless him that I need to search out and find of what can I do that pleases God, that blesses him.
Yeah.
And it talks about I'll bless him at all times.
Yeah.
I'll bless him in the good times. I'll bless him in the bad times.
Yeah.
And I love this verse, and I think it's kind of stuck to me because also that Brooke Ligertwood song called Bless God,
yeah,
it's been out. And after you hear this episode, go listen to that song
because it's so good.
It helps you understand how to bless him.
Yeah.
But it's the bridge of that song that says, bless God in the sanctuary, bless God in the fields of plenty, bless God in the darkest valley, every chance I get, I'll bless your name.
Amen.
And she continues on to basically say, I'll bless him when I want to bless him and when I'm excited to bless him and when I have things to bless him for. And then I'll bless him when I'm empty, when I don't have any blessings around me. Because, you know, us as Christians or us as humans, we're always looking for our blessing.
Yeah.
And we're constantly looking for something for God to do for us.
Yeah.
And we're looking for ways for him to bless us that we don't think, okay, how am I blessing him? So that's like the first part of this verse. But then the second part says, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And how many times of our day do we talk more about the negative things in our lives and the things that aren't going right than the things that God is doing right and the things that we are content with? Because we know the power of the tongue. The Bible talks about the power of it. So think about how incredible it would be when we use every word that we have, every word in our word count of the day, every breath that we have for that day, to bless him and to praise him. And instead of just using it to curse others or curse our life and talking about how bad we have it and how hard that we or what we're going through is so difficult, how about we just change it and say, okay, you know what, Lord, I just bless you today. And I thank you for the life that you've given me. I'm thankful I can wake up another day.
Yeah.
And I live to see another day.
Yeah.
And that might sound a little morbid, but it's true because it's so funny. We don't realize how hard life is until you're in the thick of the hard stuff. And when you're in the thick of the hard stuff, you go, man, I want to go back to my routine ways. I want to just go back to when nothing was happening in life because this is a really hard season.
Yeah.
We don't enjoy the good, calm seasons enough. And so that's where every day and throughout the entire day, his praise unto him shall continually be on our mouth.
Amen.
And we bless him all the days of our lives.
Amen.
And we look for ways to bless God and not look for ways for us to be blessed by God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's go ahead and let's pray and let's bless God today. Let today's prayer be blessings to him. Lord, we thank you for today. We bless your name. God, you are high and lifted up. And we praise you because you are faithful. You are good. You're a just God. And we thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you have given us, Lord. We just pray that today we find every moment, every chance, God, to bless you, to talk about you, to glorify you. If it's to give an offering unto you, Lord, it's to give an offering. If it's to bless your church and to bless your people and to feed your sheep, God, then I pray that you would give us the opportunity to do so. Let every single moment of our day be to glorify you, to bless you, and to praise you. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.